My name is David Watson, and I'm the CEO of Plaintree. In my university days, I studied business, and I remember they told me you need to diversify. So I took that motto to heart, and we have a very diversified company. Plaintree has a plant of 135,000 square feet in Arm Prior. We have about 100 employees right now. And here in Arm Prior, we also have a company called Multipoint Foundations, and what that does is it does geodesic foundations for unstable soils. So if you're on permafrost or tundra or clay or shifting sand or flood zones, we do our geodesic foundations. We've been doing those for about 40 years. They are all over Alaska, northern Canada, Russia. We're now expanding into unstable soils in Louisiana, down the States.
Back to the unsafe soils, because there'd been a lot of building in the area on floodplains. I know this is Algonquin land, and the Anishinaabe that came here were smart enough not to make permanent settlements on floodplains, but the settlers that followed, not so much.
That's absolutely right. So we've done a lot of existing cottages where they've raised them to get them above the floodwaters. We're dealing with a number of people that are doing new construction. So what they're doing is they're using our foundations to get anywhere from 3 feet above the high water mark to 8 feet above ground. So we can go right up to 8 or 10 feet if you're really that worried about the flood zone you're in. So that has become a big thing. And then, of course, with temperatures rising, we have the permafrost getting much more unpredictable. And so, like, if you are using a traditional concrete foundation or piles, what happens is that as the ground moves, all those things move, and your building literally starts to disintegrate. Ours is like a floating slab made out of geodesic steel, and it never ever sags, moves, or shifts. We have buildings that have been on our foundations now for 40 years, and they are in mint condition, whereas the neighbors, which would be on piles or concrete, are pretty well disintegrated.
I see this as a developing market, do you?
Oh yeah. This market is growing in leaps and bounds, especially right now that the government has made a real effort to try and upgrade northern housing and improve northern housing. And so this is a key factor for them.
And even the Nick Smith Center was built on top of a creek. So there's some adjustments to the renovations there. And as they're adjusting to those realities, they also have to upgrade for seismic codes.
Yeah, all of our foundations are meet and exceed all seismic requirements and hurricane requirements. I was going to say it's funny, but it's not really that funny. But you had that terrible earthquake that hit Haiti about 10 or 15 years ago and leveled the capital. And we were in the news a bit because the only building that survived intact was a building that was built based on a tridetic frame. So everything else fell down and disintegrated. The TD Bank that was there was the only building that survived.
And Japan would be another place that there's a potential market. Any presence there?
No. Most of our market is in North America and Russia, and now we're starting to expand a bit into Europe. And then we had huge developments going on in Russia with our foundations, and those, of course, have now ceased too.
To the detriment of the country with perhaps the most permafrost in the world.
So we think it's going to be a very, very good couple of years coming up. Pleasure talking to you.
Okay.